ladies and gentlemen. Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald Trump
says
it is wonderful to be here.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben Donald Trump
says,
and very, very honored to be with you.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space Ben Hur.
Donald Trump
says,
aren't we tired of this stuff?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump's
world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump's
space. When we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
just so you understand, I never mentioned the word or the name Israel. Never mentioned it during that conversation. They were all saying I did. So you had to know the story wrong. Never mentioned the word Israel.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump says, oh, and there's Jim. He's become more famous than me.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in
Donald Trump's
space!
I know I said this last week, but this week was crazy.
Stupid Watergate. A scandal with all the potential ramifications of Watergate, but where everyone involved is stupid and bad at everything.
The FBI now has multiple open criminal investigations into
Donald
Trump.
And now
Donald Trump gonna run the country.
Donald
Trump be under investigation for years.
Donald
Trump be with trials. I mean, we went through it with him with the impeachment and the lies. Aren't we tired of this stuff? This election will determine whether we remain a free country in the truest sense of the word, or we become a corrupt banana republic controlled by large donors and foreign governments. This is collusion and corruption of the highest order, and is one more reason why I ask my attorney general, I will ask, to appoint a special prosecutor.
You look at Putin, who is absolutely having a great time. Russia is like
I mean, they're really hot stuff.
Putin has no respect for Obama whatsoever. Wouldn't it be nice if we could actually get along with Russia? Wouldn't that be a decent thing? Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with Russia?
Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along, as an example, with Russia?
Wouldn't it be great if we actually got along with Russia? Am I wrong in saying that? Wouldn't it be great?
I think I'd get along very well with Vladimir Putin.
He said great things. He even called me brilliant. Isn't that nice?
And you said that was an honor. But
of course it's an honor.
When people call you brilliant, it's always good, especially when the person heads up Russia.
Putin was very nice to me. He said Donald Trump is a genius. All right, I'll take that, right?
Don't worry about it. I cannot be seduced by that. Don't worry about it.
He's running his country, and at least he's a leader, you know, unlike what we have in this country.
I mean, what he's done for Russia is really amazing, and he's done it by outsmarting our country at every single step.
Then they want me to denounce Putin. Why would I denounce him? For what?
He kills journalists that don't agree with him.
Well, I think our country does plenty of killing also, Joe, so, you know.
Could Putin's praise signal to voters that you are not taking a tough enough approach toward Russia?
It could, and, you know, the smart people would say that's a great thing.
He's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere.
Well, he's already
you want.
There, isn't he?
Okay, well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there yet.
We have high confidence that President Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. Putin and the Russian government also developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Is it fair to say that the Russian government is still involved in American politics?
Yes.
And the Russians also knew that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. And that created a compromise situation, a situation where the national security advisor essentially could be blackmailed by the Russians.
If there has ever been a clarion call for vigilance and action against a threat to the very foundation of our democratic political system, this episode is it.
Frequently, individuals who go along that treasonous path do not even realize they're along that path until it gets to be a bit too late.
Top secret bombshell. Reports President Trump revealed highly classified intelligence to the Russians in the Oval Office.
Sources tell the Washington Post the president was boasting to Russia's foreign minister and ambassador when he divulged the intelligence during an Oval Office meeting last week.
This is the most serious charge ever made against a sitting president. Let's not minimize it.
The Washington Post began reporting that the FBI investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign has identified a current White House official as a significant person of interest.
ABC News confirming that shortly after an Oval Office visit in February, former FBI Director James Comey wrote a memo saying that during that meeting, President Trump asked him to shut down his investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
President for now, Trump, said point blank that he never told FBI Director James Comey to end the Russian investigations.
According to the Comey memo, where Trump meets with Comey, and says to Comey, you know, Flynn, he's involved with the Russians. Gosh, Jesus Christ, he's a good guy. I hope he could just let this go. Comey said, you know, I'm a cop, right?
The New York Times now reporting that according to a White House document, President Trump in the Oval Office told Russian officials 10 days ago that James Comey, the FBI director, was a, quote, nut job.
Trump had told his Russian guests, I just fired the head of the FBI. I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off.
President Trump told a Russian official, quote, I just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy, a real nut job. It's also reported that Trump asked Comey when he would publicly announce that Trump was not under investigation. A friend of Comey's also revealed that Comey was so uncomfortable around Trump that he tried to blend in with the curtains at the back of the room so Trump wouldn't see him.
He's wearing, if you watch the video of it, he's wearing a blue blazer, and he stands in the part of the room that is as far from Trump as it is physically possible to be, and also against blue drapes that are the same color as his...
He chose that spot?
He chose that spot because it was, you know, like almost like a chameleon, you know, camouflage against the wall.
Blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump grew unhappy that the media spotlight kept shining on the director. He viewed Comey as eager to step in front of TV cameras, which may explain why, when the two met in the Oval Office in January, Trump's first comment to Comey was about how much media attention he'd been getting.
Oh, and there's Jim. He's become more famous than me.
Earlier today, by the way, a lawyer for Michael Flynn said the former National Security Advisor would not turn over his documents about his ties to Russia, requested by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Flynn is invoking Fifth Amendment, his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination by holding back his documents. His lawyers cited the escalating public frenzy against him.
While we disagree with General Flynn's lawyer's interpretation of taking the Fifth, clear it is. Even more clear that a business does not have a right to take a fifth if it's a corporation. So those subpoenas, one has been served, one is in the process of being served.
As you may know, Flynn is under FBI investigation for his ties to Russia, but he's also under investigation for taking secret payments from Turkey without registering as a foreign agent, which you're required to do by law. And last night, we got yet another bombshell about what the Trump team knew with regard to Flynn and when they knew it.
The New York Times reporting Michael Flynn told President Trump's transition team weeks before the inauguration that he was under federal investigation for secretly working as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign. Despite the warning, Mr. Trump made Flynn his national security advisor.
After taking $500,000 from Turkey while preparing to be Trump's national security advisor, Flynn, for some reason, stopped a U.S. military plan that Turkey opposed.
And during the campaign, then-candidate Donald Trump said, pleading the Fifth is not something innocent people do.
So there are five people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Michael Flynn has also changed his tune about the Fifth Amendment. Earlier this year, his lawyer said Flynn was asking for immunity. Well, during the campaign, Flynn said this about people who seek immunity.
Five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
Please stand by.
I have nothing to say.
Please listen carefully.
Please stand by.
I have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
Please stand by.
I have nothing to say.
Please listen carefully.
I have nothing to say.
President Trump reportedly close to selecting outside counsel to help him amid these ongoing investigations into Russian meddling and his campaign. Trump prefers to have a team of attorneys rather than a single lawyer represent him.
There were already multiple investigations into Russia's efforts to swing the election and any possible ties to the Trump campaign. But there are now also strong allegations that Trump attempted in some form to influence the investigations. And we now have a special counsel looking into all of this. You would almost have to be trying really hard not to see this as a big deal.
The Justice Department has named Robert Mueller as special counsel to oversee the investigation of the Trump campaign.
The twist is that the counsel was appointed by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Remember Rosenstein? Last week, when the administration was looking for someone to blame for the Comey firing, they tried to throw Rosenstein under the bus, forgetting that as Deputy AG, he's actually the bus driver. Okay? Next up, Indictment Avenue.
And you can tell Trump knows the heat is on because he tweeted out, this is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history.
The heat is on. The heat is on.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
Abraham Lincoln was shot by an actor. William McKinley was shot by an anarchist. JFK was, of course, murdered by Ted Cruz's father. And James Garfield was shot, then to find the bullet, and this is true, Alexander Graham Bell devised a kind of metal detector which didn't work, so doctors tried to fish around in his guts for the bullet with unwashed fingers, which just made his infection worse, so he died in horrible pain. But yeah, Alec Baldwin sometimes does a mean impression of you on TV. So yeah, it's basically the same, isn't it?
I loved my previous life. I actually, this is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I do miss my old life. I like to work, so that's not a problem. But this is actually more work.
He likes single-page memos and visual aids like maps, charts, graphs, and photos. National security officials have strategically included Trump's name in, quote, as many paragraphs as we can because he keeps reading if he is mentioned.
The leader of North Trump, Kim Jong Trump, is making an intercontinental ballistic Trump. This could seriously jeopardize not just the region, but also the safety of millions of, oh God, we're losing you, aren't we? Trump, 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 welcome back, sir.
Senator Blumenthal, thank you. You're on the Judiciary Committee, your former Attorney General of the state of Connecticut. So let's start with the breaking news tonight that Trump, the President of the United States, went to the National Security Agency head and the head of National Intelligence, and we all know Senator Coates, went to these two, and Mike Rogers, all respected men, and said, I want you to clear me of any Russian collusion. What do you make of that? They thought it was improper.
It is improper, and it adds additional mounting powerful evidence of a cover-up and obstruction of justice. And what is really significant about it is that it's cumulative on the issue of intent, because Donald Trump's defenders have said he really didn't mean any harm when he pressured Comey, or he didn't mean what he said. But this repeated attempt to stifle investigative work, stop the truth from coming out, eventually becomes evidence of intent. The demanded pledge of loyalty from Comey, the firing of Comey after he refuses to shut down the investigation of Flynn, the firing of Sally Yates after she warns about Flynn, and then, of course, the boasting to the Russians about how he's relieved, he feels no longer any pressure, and he's no longer under investigation. And now this latest news, all of it mounting evidence of powerful, undeniable dimensions, and it goes to the issue of intent.
Watching Senator Richard Blumenthal speak of Comey is a joke. Richie devised one of the greatest military frauds in U.S. history. For years, as a Pole in Connecticut, Blumenthal would talk of his bravery and conquests in Vietnam. Except, he was never there. When caught, he cried like a baby and begged for forgiveness. And now he is judge and jury. He should be the one who's investigated for his acts. The Russia Trumpster collusion story is a total hoax. When will this taxpayer-funded charade end? Fake news!
Major breaking news. The New York Times is reporting this afternoon that President Trump told the Russians last week during a meeting at the White House that the firing of FBI Director James Comey eased pressure from the Russia investigation.
Washington Post is reporting that a current White House official is a significant person of interest in the investigation into the Trump administration and Trump campaign.
Sources now tell CNN that Russian officials bragged about how close they were to Michael Flynn.
That's right. We're learning the Russians hope to use their relationship with Flynn to influence the new U.S. president.
The New York Times is reporting that American spies collected information last summer revealing that senior Russian intelligence and political officials were discussing how to exert influence over Donald J. Trump through his advisors, according to three current and former American officials familiar with the intelligence. The conversations focused on Paul Manafort, the Trump campaign chairman at the time, and Michael T. Flynn.
Latest is from McClatchy. They're reporting that the Trump-Russia probe now includes a possible cover-up.
The firing of James Comey, President Trump's Oval Office meeting with Russian officials, his disclosing of classified information during that meeting, the drip, drip, drip of Michael Flynn, who's now pleading the fifth, the possibility that someone inside the White House is now a significant person of interest in the Russia investigation. Oh, and I think at one point calling James Comey a nutjob in front of Russians by the president, that allegation being out there, them all up, including possible charges of obstruction of justice, and you do have a presidency in crisis. The latest, the Washington Post and NBC News reporting that President Trump asked the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and Admiral Mike Rogers, head of the National Security Agency, to publicly say they saw no evidence the Trump campaign had colluded with the Russian effort to interfere in the 2016 election. Both of them reportedly declined.
From your perspective, having been a prosecutor during Watergate, how proper and or legal is it for the President of the United States to reach out to members of the intelligence community to try to get them to go on the record in his defense or even to intervene in an investigation?
Completely illegal. It is obstruction of justice.
Really? You think right. Facially, flat out?
Flat out. Anyone who is saying differently, people are saying, well, you have to show corrupt intent. Yes, you do. But I think asking Sessions to leave the room when you are having a conversation with Comey about the investigation is clear enough evidence of intent. And it's exactly what got Richard Nixon into trouble. He was plotting with his aide, Haldeman, to get the CIA to tell the FBI to stop investigating on the false grounds that it would hurt national security.
In a separate hearing today, former CIA Director John Brennan also seemingly made matters worse for the president, raising further questions about ties between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin.
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign that I was concerned about because of known Russian efforts to suborn such individuals. And it raised questions in my mind, again, whether or not the Russians were able to gain the cooperation of those individuals. Frequently, individuals who go along that treasonous path do not even realize they're along that path until it gets to be a bit too late.
This is insane. Where is the evidence of a crime?
People are now buying some of this lunacy.
Hysteria every single day.
We've reached a point of madness.
They're unhinged.
This is a scandal with no video, with no audio, with no sex, with no money, with no dead bodies. It's a boring scandal.
What you think is happening often really isn't happening.
We reached out to 20 Republican senators and representatives to appear on this broadcast. We also reported and requested that someone from the White House join us at any point during our two-hour broadcast to respond to the latest news. All declined our invitation.
With your eyes on this from the smoke of the thin.
I've been the first one to say, you know, there's a lot of smoke, but I don't see any fire. But now I'm getting a little concerned. Even I, myself, have gotten to the point where I'm like, what is going on here with this situation? I'm a little worried about it.
If you just parse the words that Donald Trump says, it does seem very close to a confession of obstruction of justice.
What the president did in firing James Comey and then saying he did it to relieve pressure on himself because of the FBI investigation is the classic case of obstruction of justice. We no longer just have smoke. We have a raging 10-alarm fire at the White House.
Girl, your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
I think it's reaching a point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple of other
scandals that you and I have seen. It's a centipede that the shoe continues to drop.
Michigan's Justin Amash today became the first Republican to say the president's actions might merit impeachment.
I-M-P-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-T, yeah.
And after days of incendiary headlines, CNN has learned that White House lawyers are researching what a possible Trump impeachment might look like.
No matter what, we are in for an agonizingly long period of leaks, allegations, and recriminations. Remember when he hesitated to disavow David Duke? Wasn't that supposed to be the end of the line? Or the time he bullied a Gold Star family? That had to be the end of the line, right? Or the Access Hollywood tape? We all thought the next stop on that bus was, you guessed it, the end of the line. But it seems like when it comes to President Trump, he's always approaching the end of the line, but it never seems to come. As if for him and him alone, the end of the line is drawn by MC Escher.
All right, we're going to the end of the line.
Thanks to
Paul Oates, Bobby Binton, Eddie Grant, Glenn Frey, Sanford Thompson, the Traveling Wilburys,
and thanks as always to
Spike Jones,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks
to Colin Jost, Oliver Brennan,
George
Stephanopoulos, James Cummy,
Bill
Mayer, Jake Tapper, Seth Myers,
Chris
Matthews, Stephen Colbert,
Michael
Flynn,
Michael
Che, Katie Ter, Richard Blumenthal,
Mom
Hamill, Ali Belshi,
Chris
Hayes, Nicole Wallace, Chuck Todd, Jill Winebanks, Lou Dobbs, Jesse Waters,
Jolly
Jeffrey Toobin,
McCain.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.